Good morning. It is a Friday morning, not any Friday morning. It's Friday, May 3rd. That is very significant because it's the 100th birthday of Pete Seeger. As Alan, you like to say, the patron saint of WAMC, and we'll be gathering at the Linda tonight to celebrate.
That's right, David. It's finally here. We are very lucky because we were able to get his actual birthday cleared at the Linda. Phones have been ringing. Still a very few left. Anybody wants to get in on it? We had a wonderful thing happen. Somebody called up with $1,000. A wonderful person said, I'll give 10 tickets away. And then somebody else said, I'll give another 5. 1-800-323-9262. But don't call until 9. But if you want to go online and get those last few tickets, you can do that at wamc.org. Very excited. I had a long conversation with Happy yesterday, who's going to be doing the performance. You can go to wamc.org and hear it there. It really was fundamental to understanding his relationship with Pete and what he's going to do tonight. It's going to be fun.
It sure will be. WAMC.org for those tickets. Well, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says, Alan, that Attorney General William Barr, quote, lied to Congress. She says misleading lawmakers would be a crime if anyone else did so. A Justice Department spokesman calls Pelosi's comments reckless, irresponsible, and false. They're threatening Barr with contempt after he skipped that House hearing yesterday.
Let me say that I think Nancy Pelosi has shown, since she's assumed the speakership again this time, that she is a gutsy woman. She doesn't take prisoners and she doesn't suffer fools. And, you know, they've trotted everybody out. The president's lawyer and others have now started to attack Mueller again. One day Mueller's good, according to them. One day Mueller's bad, according to them. Here's a Republican, a man of great integrity, a man who's been the head of the FBI and who was almost unanimously confirmed to have an extra term as the head of the FBI. You know, it is frightening, to put it mildly. It is frightening, and I think a lot of people are. It's one of the reasons why WAMC is so important, because we'll continue to bring you the news of what's happening and to do the kind of commentary that you expect from us. Look, it's not easy. This is a man, in my opinion, who has shown that he'll go to great lengths in order to preserve his presidency, no matter how bad things get. And we've all got to be strong at a time like this. Otherwise, you have the potential of a country falling from a democratic republic into, well, what could only be seen as totalitarianism. And why do I say that? Because the Congress of the United States, which is a coordinate branch, number one listed in the Constitution, the people's way of being represented, is being negated by this strong man who admires other strong men all over the world. And so it's a tough one, so tough that a great deal of our future depends on our ability to deal with it successfully.
From CNN this morning, pressure grows for Mueller to speak. Will he?
Mueller will speak, but he'll have to be subpoenaed. The president thinks that he has the ability to say that people cannot testify, people he's fired, people who are out of there, and he exerts executive privilege. How far will the House go in order to preserve its rights as a coordinate branch of government? That we don't know. But it's pretty plain that when Nancy Pelosi says that people have lied and that Barr, for example, lied before Congress, that's an indication that if you lie, you can go to jail. And it's going to be incumbent on Barr to understand that either now or later, he could go to jail. Do attorney generals go to jail? Sure. Ask John Mitchell in the Nixon cases.
The defendants, Alan, top executives of Insys Therapeutics, the opioid company, have been found guilty of racketeering. They were accused of conspiring to bribe doctors to prescribe a fentanyl-based painkiller. This has taken over the country in terms of the damage it's done.
Well, if you bribe doctors, if you say, you know, you have to do what I say and I'll give you money for it, you have to prescribe these things, and if you do, I'll give you money for it, that's pretty bad. Now, we all know one of the things that has happened in American medicine and big pharma is that people have been bribed one way or the other, sometimes a little more subtle than other ways. You give a speech, a so-called speech, a doctor, or even to the point where the drug representative brings lunch when he comes or she comes to the office. So some of that stuff is being cleared up now. Ethical standards are being tightened. But you have this terrible scourge of opioids in this country, and you have somebody having to take the blame. Now, the fact is that if people have crossed the line, they're going to be held responsible here. And this is a pretty strong verdict from that jury.
Facebook, Alan, has barred Alex Jones and other fringe figures after years of wavering about how to handle the extreme voices populating its platform. Facebook evicted seven of its most controversial users. Of course, Alex Jones, known for his inflammatory and, frankly, false statements about the Sandy Hook shooting.
Well, that's right. It's a slippery slope. We have freedom of speech in this country. We know that huge numbers of people are willing to follow some of these idiots. On the other hand, what happens when a president starts saying, you can't speak, or take him out and beat him up? So Facebook has had to understand that they're being held responsible. Not only that, but some of their other property, in which people are allowed to be shooting off their mouths in the most unprincipled of ways. On the other hand, when you stop people from talking, you got a big problem. I like the fact that Facebook has done this. Whether or not it ends up hurting us because of limiting freedom of speech is another whole story.
Well, it's not over yet for your chance to get a ticket or two to the performance tonight. Happy Traum. Alan Chartok will be there, the whole WAMC community, for the 100th birthday celebration of Pete Seeger. WAMC.org.
Can't wait, David. Can't wait. It'll be great fun.